Hey, it's Highway Radio. Gonzo's me. My friend Josh Bell is here. Josh, you doing good?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Let's get our hate on about the movies.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
All right, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil.
I remember the story of an evil witch. And the princess she cursed to sleep forever.
Many sights to see.
The story became legend.
And when I look in,
but this is no fairy tale.
So many different.
There are many who prey on the innocent. I'm sure your kind would agree.
If I didn't know better, I'd say you were making a threat.
Well, do you?
Do I what?
Know better.
All right, I'm going to go and just say I'm in on this just based on the trailer, and I liked the first one. But
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you not like the first one?
Not particularly.
And you're not into Angelina Jolie that way?
I mean, I'm not into her.
I mean, she's good to look at, right?
She is, although they make some alterations to her, you know, to make her Maleficent. She's got those weird augmented cheekbones,
right,
and you know, horns
and
wings. Those are things as well.
All things that I think we all look for in women.
And the weird kind of yellow glowing eyes,
right.
So yeah, I mean, there's definitely Maleficent is a type for some people. So that's probably not the main audience that this is aimed at.
It is a Disney movie, after all.
It is a Disney movie, although. It's kind of, especially this new one, is really quite violent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's really good for kids, or especially not little kids.
Right.
I think we've had all these Disney live action remakes in recent years. I mean, the first Maleficent came out 5 years ago, and since then we've had Aladdin and mm-hmm. The Lion King and Cinderella and Beauty and the Beast, and people are used to these movies that are just literal retreads, just like
right.
transcriptions of the animated movies, and that's not what these Maleficent movies are. The first one was a retelling of Sleeping Beauty, but from the perspective of the ostensible villain, Maleficent, the evil witch, who,
right.
of course, is really not evil, as we learn
right.
in the original movie. And she continues to be not evil. She's not a mistress of evil. It's a completely misleading title.
Okay.
She's like a mistress of crankiness, maybe, at most. And so
I get a feeling visually, maybe influence from like Game of Thrones, that sort
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, and not, but I feel like not in a good way. I mean,
right.
the first one had some action-y things in it, but again, it was a retelling of the Sleeping Beauty story. It was focused on the relationship between Maleficent and Sleeping Beauty, Princess Aurora, played by Elle Fanning, and her kind of greedy father ended up being the real villain of the story in that version.
Right.
But now we've done that, and so this has really nothing to do with the Sleeping Beauty story at all. And so they come up with this whole new kind of backstory mythology thing for Maleficent and her kind, and they're the Dark Fae, and they have their own secret homeland, and they're going to be at war with the humans. And so it turns into this huge action adventure thing.
Right.
And you've got Michelle Pfeiffer, who is the villain this time. She's the mother of the prince that Sleeping Beauty, Princess Aurora, is set to marry, and he's very boring. And they actually replaced the actor from the first movie. I don't think anyone cares.
Right.
And Michelle Pfeiffer, like Angelina Jolie, I think is she's got that regal presence.
Mm-hmm.
She can be good at doing the villainy thing, but she's also wasted. I feel like they're both wasted in service of making this a Game of Thrones,
the
like
effects.
You said.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, there are so many special effects in this movie. I feel like it's not that the effects are good. It's just that there's a lot of them.
Right.
They're always happening. They're just filling the screen with CGI stuff
right.
at all times. And I don't think it serves this character, who I honestly don't think is all that interesting anyway, but even if you love the first movie, I don't think this serves any of these characters. It doesn't have anything to do with the original story. And even Angelina Jolie, who certainly has a lot of presence, she gets sidelined for long parts of this story to get into the politics of the human kingdom and just a bunch of stuff that nobody cares about.
Right.
So I didn't really like it.
Not
much
feeling
about
a lot
movie.
Of stars. Josh
no.
Bell hates everything. From 1 to 5 stars. How many stars for Maleficent?
I'm gonna give it 2 stars.
2 stars. Ooh, really? Ooh.
Yeah,
burn.
It's not so good. But if you if you liked the first Maleficent, you'll probably get a little more out of this
right.
than I did.
And remember, it's always JoshBellHatesEverything.com. Josh, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully, everybody. This is Highway Radio.